Luke chapter 1, verses 40 to 42. Jesus able and willing. Mark 1, 40 to 42. A man with leprosy came to Christ, the Lord Jesus, and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him, and he was cured. Mark 1, 40 to 42. Well, this skin disease, whatever it was, is a real cure here, a historical cure. But of course, as it's one of these signs, these miracles, it's an illustration of the gospel. And that is what I want to concentrate on. Jesus, able and willing to save sinners. You see, this leper knew he was a leper. He knew that all right. And he knew that Christ was able to cure him. He said, "If you are willing, you can make me clean. You can do it. I know you can do it." He had no doubt about the power and the ability of Christ to cure him. But there was a doubt wrestling in his mind. And it was this: is Jesus willing to cure me? I know he can do it. I know he's done it for others. But can he do it for me? Will he do it for me? That's the point. Is he willing to do it for me? Now, I don't know whether I'm addressing anybody who's got that same kind of anxiety. I've met them. They've been raised in a hyper-Calvinistic circles, and they've been bred in that way. And they're fully committed to the sovereignty of God, the power of God, the grace of God. No question whatsoever about that. But there is one nagging question for them all the time. I know Jesus can do it, but is he willing to do it for me? Is it for me? Well, you see, my friend, I read a hymn the other day, didn't I? Let me remind you of it, where this man has written a hymn, or this person has written a hymn, on this very theme. You see, "I can but perish if I go." And I tried to add the words there, try to explain that there is no such thing. Jesus will in no wise cast out any that come. "But if I die with mercy sought, when I the King have tried, this were to die delightful thought, as never a sinner never died." Well, that's the truth of it. The hymn writer did come to it in the end. No sinner is ever sent away empty. If you come to Jesus, he's always willing. Listen to what he said to this man. He said to him, "If you are willing." No. Jesus, filled with compassion, reached out his hand. And what did he say? "I am willing. Show me. Show me a man that ever sought Christ, a woman that ever sought Christ, that ever asked for salvation, ever called upon the name of the Lord." And Christ said no, because his own word is, "I will in no wise cast out any that come to me." He is able and willing and compassionate. Now, this is what we have here. He is able. He can do it. He put out his hand and he made him. He was clean immediately. The leprosy left him. So he's able. He's got the power. But here's the willingness, and here is the compassion. He reached down to this man. What a combination. If there's one missing, Jesus is compassionate and he's willing, but he's not able. What a savior is that? He's able and willing, but is he compassionate with it? He's got compassion, but has he got any willingness? Will he do it? My friend, is the complete and total and all-glorious Redeemer. This is the great Redeemer. He offered himself to God as a sacrifice for his people. And now in the gospel, through preachers like me, he offers himself to you. I know it's true. He is willing to save any and everyone who comes. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is a question of will here. I know there is. This leper thought the will was with Jesus. Are you willing? No. There's no doubt about that. How often I would have gathered you. There is a question of will, though, and it's your question. Is your will. Are you willing? I've preached for a Jesus now for 60-odd years, and he's always willing. But I've preached, I don't know how many sinners, unbelievers, who are not willing. You are not willing that you come to me and be saved. I would have gathered you, but you were not willing. Oh, is that? There is a question of will, yeah, but it's your will, not Christ's. Let me just sum this up. This man was incurable. He knew it. And he came to Jesus. Do you know that, my friend? Then come to Jesus. How did he come? On his knees, begging, have mercy upon me. Not in proud, cocky terms. What was he coming for? To be happy? No. To be clean. Make me clean, clean, clean. You can make me clean, clean, clean. It's clean all the way through. What's the gospel about? Gives you a lovely identity, makes you feel good about yourself. No, it saves you from your sins in the sight of God. He comes speaking to Christ. Oh, speak to Christ. Oh, well, I speak to my pastor. Speak to Christ. Oh, well, I consulted this person. Speak to Christ. What do you say to him? Open your heart, like this leper did. Lord, I know you can, but are you willing? I tell you that Christ is willing. Christ is able. And I tell you on the authority of Scripture, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I can't do anything different but quote to you again Joseph's heart hymn. I don't know anything better on this theme. Come ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you. See, Harp knew about this hyper-Calvinism business. He knew that sinners were hanging back, frightened. No, no, Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, join with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more. Come, ye needy, come and welcome. God's free. Yes, it is free. Not cheap, free. An old deacon once said to me, the gospel's not cheap, he said, it's free. Yeah. God's free bounty glorify. True belief and true repentance, every grace that brings us nigh, without money, come to Jesus Christ and buy. Let not conscience make you linger, nor of fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to fill your need of him. This he gives you, 'tis the Spirit's rising beam. Come ye weary, heavy laden, bruised and mangled by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you'll never come at all. Not the righteous sinners Jesus came to call. Lo, the incarnate God ascended, pleads the merit of his blood. Venture on him, yes, venture wholly, let no other trust intrude. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Saints and angels joined in concert, sing the praises of the Lamb, while the blissful seats of heaven sweetly echo with his name. Hallelujah! Sinners, hear you, my friend. May sing the same. Why? Because I came to Jesus as I was, and I found he cured me and cleansed me and made me right with God. He saved me from my sins. Blessed, blessed be his name. Oh, prove it true. Don't hang back. Come now, I plead with you. Jesus able, Jesus willing. For you. For you. Now.